Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here is your chance if you missed it. Presenting the College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear the five-time winner of Colgate University fight it out with the girls from Mount Holyoke College from their respective campuses at Hamilton, New York, and South Hadley, Massachusetts. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Mount Holyoke.
Etsy Witters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Byra Clickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richards, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Bruce Kern of Station WTIC Hartford will be the Mount Holyoke referee. And here's the champion quartet from Colgate.
Paul Schmidt from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Peter Gould, South Devon, England.
Audie Hyatt, New York City.
Jim Wachtel, New York City.
The Colgate referee is Fred Collins of Station WRCA in New York City.
Now, how about the rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Colgate University signals, you'll hear... And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and will return next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl. Okay, Alan?
Okay, thank you, Roger. Now remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking you. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points. And I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it, okay? Those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Now... Your first toss-up question tonight could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here's the toss-up. Recently, a poodle named Rufus left an old home, and a collie named Vicky gained a new one. For 10 points, what was that home? Holyoke.
Barbara 10 Quickstein. Downing Street, the dogs of Winston Churchill and Anthony Eden.
All right, 10 Downing Street is the answer I was looking for. Was that Barbara? Is that Barbara? Barbara Clickstein?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Barbara, you got a 30-point bonus for Mount Holyoke. If I recited, Holyoke, hail to thee, blithe spirit, bird thou never wert. You'd know, of course, I was quoting kind of badly and talking about, quoting Shelley and talking about a skylark. Mm-hmm. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to identify the bird referred to and the poet who wrote it in each of the following lines. You got it?
Yeah.
I want the poet and the bird, all right? In mist or cloud or mast or shroud, it perched for vespers nine.
That and the Albatross and the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Coleridge, isn't it?
That's right, for 10 points.
That was Betsy Winters.
Okay, Betsy, now, anybody in the Holyoke team, tell me. The poet and the bird. That thou light winged dryad of the trees in some melodious plot of beech and green and shadows numberless singest of summer in full-throated ease, dryad.
The Nightingale?
The Nightingale by
Swinburne, Matthew Arnold. Keats.
That's right. Okay, may I point out to our audience here that on a bonus question, unless otherwise specified, I accept the right answer when I hear it. But on a toss-up question, it's one answer and one answer only. Okay, here we go with another one. I want the bird and the poet. Oh, blessed bird, the earth we pace again appears to be an unsubstantial fairy place that is fit home for thee. That is The Cuckoo by Wordsworth. Okay. A 25-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points. Is a daffy-down-dilly a fool, a flirt, or a flower? Oh, yo.
Betsy Winters.
It's a flower.
That's right. You know what it is?
It's a daffodil, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, for 10 points. And you got a 25-point bonus here, Holyoke. Quick 25 points on geography. 5 points for each correct answer, but here you must work fast. Work as a team, but work quickly. Where, Holyoke, is the Little Colorado River?
Oh, Arizona, New Mexico.
Right. Arizona. Did you say Arizona?
Yes, sure.
Oh, all right. Where is... well, I guess it goes through New Mexico. Where are the Big Horn Mountains?
Tennessee?
No.
Colorado, Wyoming.
But Utah. No, she said
Colorado,
Wyoming.
Utah.
Wyoming. I heard Wyoming.
Yeah.
All right, you must speak a little clearer. We'll give you the five points. Let's go. Where are the three low countries?
Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg.
Right. All 5 points. Okay. Where are the Highlands?
Scotland.
What are the Midlands?
In England.
Yeah, central countries in England. Right. For 5 points, you got the full 25-point bonus score. Oh, yo, what's the score in time, Roger? Oh, before we move along, let's find out what the stakes are.
Right, Alan. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, this may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with a score, we have 20 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 65 points. Colgate has yet to scratch Allen and back to another toss-up.
All right, Fred Collins, may I see your buzzer? Yeah, see your light. Fine. Okay, we're all set. I have a 30-point musical bonus in the offing. Here is your toss-up for 10 points. By what name do we call the Thursday before Easter? Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
Monday Thursday.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, Olio, you're really rolling tonight. Now, here's a musical, mathematical bonus worth 30 points. You might need pencils and paper here, but I doubt it. Now, I'm going to play a theme from three familiar symphonies. I'm going to play three themes from three familiar symphonies. You got it?
Yeah.
Beethoven. Each is identified by a number. You are to multiply the number of the first one you hear by the number of the second one you hear and subtract the number of the third one you hear.
Right.
This will be very easy if you know the symphonies. First of all... All right. Secondly... Now this, subtract this one. All right. Now may I have your numerical answer? You're to multiply the first two, subtract the third.
Is that right? Yeah, it's 14.
That's right, for 20 points. 30 points. You got it. We played the fifth, third, and first symphonies by Beethoven. A 25-point bonus is in the offing. Here is your toss-up for 10 points. What are ENIAC, UNIVAC, and MANIAC? Colgate.
Peter Gould. They are the electronic brains.
That is right for 10 points, Colgate. Glad to hear from you. Here we go now with a 25-point bonus, Colgate. You know, sometimes fictional animals and insects do strange things. Now, for a quick 5 points apiece, Colgate, you are to answer the following questions. First of all, what kind of an insect uses a typewriter according to a familiar...
Archie.
What kind of an insect?
A cockroach.
Right, a cockroach. What kind of an animal melts into butter according to a well-known nursery story? Right, for 5 points. What kind of an insect smokes a hookah in Alice in Wonderland?
A caterpillar.
All right, in Alice in Wonderland. What kind of an animal invents a title, lands, and riches for his master and succeeds in marrying him off to a princess?
A cat, right.
What breed of dog is Nana, the children's nurse in Peter Pan?
A St. Bernard.
Yeah.
A what?
A St. Bernard.
All right, a St. Bernard or Newfoundland. We'll accept it for 25 points. Colgate, you got all of it. Okay, scoring time now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 17 minutes to go. Holyoke has 105, Colgate has 35.
And I've got a 30-point bonus coming up, Here we go. In the famous mythological beauty contest held on Mount Olympus instead of Miami Beach... Who were the three contestants? Holyoke.
Minerva, Athena, and Demeter.
Can you take it?
Yes. Minerva and Hera or Juno and Aphrodite, Venus. I mean, those are the...
That's right for 10 points. Oh, Mr. McGregor calls my attention to the fact. I did not repeat it for Colgate, but I should have because the question was interrupted. So I penalize Holyoke 5 points. Give the full answer to Colgate for 10 points. Okay, here's a 30-point bonus for you, Colgate. I'm going to read... Now, listen to this. This is kind of tricky. I'm going to read three lists of languages. In each group, there's one language that doesn't belong with the others as far as its origin is concerned. Now, you're going to get 10 points each time you spot the outsider. Now, you can talk your answers over for this one, but you must decide on one final choice for each question. Now, push your buzzer when you've decided. Work quickly. You're looking for the outsider, according to origin.
Yeah.
Dutch, German, English, Welsh, and Danish.
That's Welsh.
Right. Welsh is the outsider. All others are Germanic. All right. Bohemian, Polish, Hungarian, Russian, and Bulgarian.
It's Hungarian.
Right. All the others are Slavic. How did you get that? Swedish, Finnish, Norwegian, and Danish.
That's Finnish.
Right. All others are North Germanic, and you got all of that for 30 points. We're in time now,
right? Right now, Alan, 15 and a half minutes to go. Colgate has now climbed to 75 points to Holyoke's 100 even.
Okay, I got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What did Lucy Lockett lose? Holyoke.
Myra Mullins.
Lucy Lockett lost her pocket. Kitty Fisher found it.
That's right for 10 points. At Holyoke, by remembering your nursery rhymes, you got a chance now to 30-point bonus. 10 points each time you can tell us the more familiar names of each of the following people. Listen to this. I want the more familiar names. First of all, this soldier enlisted in the British Air Force in 1922 under the name of John Hume Ross, and T.E. Lawrence is the right answer. Who was that?
Alan Richards.
Alan, okay. On a bonus, you don't have to rush because you got about time to read the whole question, okay? Now, listen to this one. This Swiss-born physician and alchemist was christened with the improbable name of Theophratus
Paracelsus.
Oh, let me say the whole thing. It's so fast. Theophratus Bombastus von Hohenheim.
Wow.
Paracelsus is the right answer, of course. Paracelsus. You got 10 points. I should let them say it. Okay. This famous fictional character's surname was originally Kreutzner. But as his family had migrated to England, an anglicized version of the name was adopted. Now, his first initial was R.
What was his family name?
Kreutzner.
Is Robinson Crusoe?
That's Robinson Crusoe for 10 points. Okay. Okay, we got a 30-point bonus coming up. Any question, Mr. McGregor? Okay. A 30-point bonus coming up, and this is a musical toss-up. For 10 points. Signal, as soon as you can identify this voice and tell us how it's earning money for its owner right now in New York.
When I was young, I used to wait on the boss.
Colgate.
Paul Smith. Burl Ives, and he's in the new show by...
Cat Hudson Roof. That's right for 10 points. Burl Ives is now earning his money as an actor, and very well he's doing. All right, Colgate, you got a 30-point bonus here. A 30-point bonus that calls for a bit of imagination. For 10 points apiece, I'm going to ask you to identify the following rivers whose names sound like other things. You got it?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The Chinese River, whose name sounds like a New Englander on the lookout.
Yangtze.
Right, Yangtze. Okay. The Asian River, whose name sounds like a request to forward golf equipment.
Sent die?
No. Euphrates. Oh. Okay, the European river, which infers by its name that you might sense it before you saw it.
The odor,
right, for 10 points.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle. And before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you are hearing actually took place last April. And so questions and allusions to current events then are not so current now. But they are included to make this rebroadcast game complete. Now, with 9 minutes to go, the score, Mount Holyoke 140, Colgate 105. Back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
All right, and I got a bonus question that's a dilly. You could earn 50 points on it. You could earn 50 points, you could earn 20 points, you could scratch out, but I don't think you will do that. Okay. Here we go with a toss-up that could earn it for you. You ready? On the Fahrenheit scale, the normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees. Now, for 10 points, what is it on the centigrade scale? Colgate.
Peter Gould. 37 degrees.
Right, for 10 points. 37 degrees. Okay, boys. You got Colgate a chance at the big one.
That's the way, Pete.
Now, get your pencils and papers ready. You know, the last names of 11 American presidents start with the letters contained in the word Evert. A-V-E-R-T. Now, I'll give you 20 points if you can name 8 of these presidents, and I'll give you 50 points if you can name all 11. Use your paper and pencils and speak up, but give me a chance to keep score here with Mr. McGregor. You ready? 50 points if you name all 11 of the American presidents whose last names start with the letters contained in the word Evert. Let's go.
Truman, Adams, Eisenhower, Roosevelt, two Roosevelts, Van Buren.
Tyler.
Yeah, you've said Tyler.
Taylor.
Yeah, you said it. You have 2 to go to get the whole 50.
Eisenhower.
You've said it. Two to go to get the whole 50. You got 20 now. 2 more to go for the whole 50 points.
We've had Truman and both Roosevelt.
Yes. You're missing 5 more seconds. 5 seconds to go.
Arthur.
Right.
And,
Chester,
Oh.
One to go.
Time is called, and you forgot Taft.
Oh.
You forgot. You got Tyler, Taylor, and Truman. Okay, you got 10 of the 11, but you got 20 points for that. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, Mount Holyoke has 140. Colgate only trailed by 5 points, 135. We have 7 minutes to go.
Okay, and I got a 30-point musical bonus coming up. Here you go. For 10 points. How long did Homer's Penelope probably pine? Holyoke.
Barbara Klipstein.
12 years.
Can you take it, Colgate?
20 years.
20 years. The length of her husband was wondering. Okay, by sweating that out, Colgate, you got it. Here's a 30-point musical bonus. Now here, this is a good one for you, men. Here are 3 breathless, beautiful women. For 10 points, all you got to do is identify them from these songs. First, who is this?
You didn't do right.
Oh, it's Peggy Lee.
That's right. For 10 points, Peggy Lee. Who is this lady?
Well, that's Marlene Dietrich.
Marlene Dietrich, right. Okay. Can you take, who is this one, please?
Oh, that's Aretha Kitt.
Okay, you got all 3 of the beautiful women for 30 points. Score in time now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 5 minutes to go. Colgate is now ahead with 175 points to Mount Holyoke's 140.
Okay. Well, we're tight tonight. Here we go. We got a 30-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, here's a toss-up that can earn it for you. Tell us who said, "Sir, I would rather be right than president." Holyoke.
Henry
Clay. Right, for 10 points, Holyoke. We've got a 30-point bonus here. It's a mathematical bonus, so get your papers and pencils. You're to take the number of days in a leap year.
300.
Multiply by the number of days after Easter on which Ascension Day falls.
80.
The number of days after Easter on which Ascension Day falls. And subtract the name of the street associated with having your picture taken during the Easter parade. For 30 points, give me your numerical answer. For 30 points, your numerical answer. I'll repeat it as you work it out. The number of days in a leap year multiplied by the number of days after Easter on which Ascension Day falls, subtract the name of the street associated with having your picture taken during the Easter parade. Okay,
right,
girls?
Can I give it to you?
Yes, give me the number.
14635.
Right, for 30 points. 14635. 14635 is the right answer. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, 3.5 minutes to go. Holyoke is once again ahead with 180 points to Colgate's 175.
Wow, it's a close one. There's a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What fictional captain boasted that he never used bad language or abuse? Holyoke!
Barbara Klickstein.
The captain of the pinafore.
The captain of the pinafore, right, for 10 points. Okay, Holyoke. Now, if you take the first, there's a 20-point bonus for you, but you got to work fast. Very fast. You're going to take the first letter of each, of the first letter of the name of each of the 5 great lakes. Now, with those letters, you can form a familiar American word for 20 points. What is that word?
Holmes.
Holmes, right, for 20 points. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. A 20-point bonus is in the offing. Here's her toss-up. Don't buzz on this one too soon. Listen to it. Recently, two famous newspaper editors died within a day of each other. Now, for 10 points, you're to name the equally famous newspaper editors from whom these two men were descended. Colgate.
Marty Hired.
Joseph Needle and Pulitzer. Joseph Pulitzer first.
Right, for 10 points. You got it. Okay, here you go, Colgate, with a 20-point bonus. It's a quick one. For 20 points, tell us, what biblical character made an impassioned intercession with the Lord on the behalf of the righteous in the doomed city of Sodom?
Oh, that was Abraham.
That's right, for 20 points. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 1.5 minutes to go, and they're surely going true to form today. Mount Holyoke, 210, Colgate, 205.
15-point bonus in the offing for 10 points. What might it have been difficult for Peter Stuyvesant to have... Why might it have been difficult for Peter Stuyvesant to have competed in a track meet? Hold you.
He had a wooden leg.
That's right, for 10 points. You interrupted it, but you got the right answer. For 15 points, hold you. 15 points. What 19th century American recluse said that a man is rich in proportion to the number of things he can afford to let alone?
Emily Dickinson?
No.
Whitman.
No, Thoreau. 15 points you missed there. Thoreau said it. A 15-point bonus coming up. Here's
he was 18th century, wasn't he?
19th century, I said. All right, here we go. A Frankfurter is both a type of sausage and a resident of a German city. Colgate.
Okay. Peter Gould.
That's Frankfurt in Germany.
No, I'm sorry, Peter. I penalized Colgate. 5 points. Repeat the question for Holyoke. A Frankfurter is both a type of sausage and the resident of a German city. For 10 points, what word means both like a silvery metal and the citizen of a certain South American country?
Argentina.
Silver. Argentine is right for 10 points. You got a 15-point bonus, Holyoke. For 15 points, what queen fell in love with a jackass?
Oh, Titania in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes.
All right, accepted for 15 points. Titania over and all right. Here we go. For 20 points, a 20-point bonus coming up. Leander swam the Hellespont to visit his girlfriend, Hero. For 10 points, what poetic character... Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
Lord Byron.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll penalize you 5 points, Holyoke. Repeating the question for Colgate. Leander swam the Hellespont to visit his girlfriend, Hero. For 10 points, what poetic character swam the Esk, E-S-K-E, river to elope with his lady love?
Oh.
Colgate.
Can't do it.
Time is called. Lochinvar.
I'm sorry, Alan. That's it. Time is up. The game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is... 200 points for Colgate University and 240 points for the winner, Mount Holyoke College. To each member of the Colgate University team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Mount Holyoke will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Holyoke will return next week to meet Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, in this new All-American quiz game. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan.
Okay, thank you. I want to congratulate the girls from Mount Holyoke and to the four fine young men from Colgate University. You did a great job, men. Next week, the girls from Mount Holyoke meet Hamilton College. Okay, this is Alan Ludden saying now, won't you join us again next week in the College Quiz Bowl? So long, everybody.
Referees tonight were Fred Collins of station WRCA in New York City for Colgate University and Bruce Kern of WTIC Hartford for Mount Holyoke. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week when Mount Holyoke meets Hamilton College and join us for all the other rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fobes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.